Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And again, I'll say it's good to be in God's house this morning. Verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And that's what it said. He says, just your reasonable service. But let me tell you this. Let me share this with you. God is worth our very best.
Amen.
Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world. And what he's saying there is, don't live like the world. Don't conform yourself to the world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let us pray. Father, we sure do love you this morning, and we thank you, Lord, for what we've already felt this morning. Thank you for the songs, the praising. God, we pray for the preaching now, Father, and I pray, God, that you'd touch us and anoint us. I pray, Father, that you'd use us as an empty vessel this morning, God. I pray, Lord, that you would just preach your message, God, that you would stir our church this morning. God, I pray as we got revival coming around the bend, Father, that you would start stirring our hearts, renew us, refresh us. God, I'm praying that you move in a mighty way this morning, Lord. Those that are struggling, let them get help this morning. But most of all, Father, if there's one here that's lost, would you draw them in and let them be saved before it be too late. God, meet the need of the hour, and we're sure thank you for everything you do. Most of all, thank you for Jesus that died and paid the sin debt for our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now here Paul's addressing the believers for a dedication in life is what Paul's telling now. And you might say, why is he just talking to believers? Because he says, brethren. He's talking to the church, and I believe we can follow along with what he's saying here this morning. He's trying to give us some advice this morning about how to dedicate our life. And, or as we can say, we're in the second week, our second service, I guess you would say, of January. We're just still fresh into 2020, and it's a way that we can dedicate ourselves of giving it to God for the year 2020 and further on. Don't just give God 1 year, give Him all your years. And then I thought about how a lot of times we ask God for things all the time. Right or I do. Let me raise my hand and say, I ask God for things all the time. I ask Him to forgive me, you know, things that I want. I'm constantly, each and every day, asking God to help me with things. Lord, do you know what I need? Lord, I'm asking for all kinds of things. But I got thinking about what Paul was saying here about this dedication. And it made me think about not what God can do for me, but what I can do for God. What can I give to God? You know, I like these verses. And you know, if you only had two verses in the whole Bible, you could live your whole life off these two verses in your Bible. He tells them right there, don't conform yourself to the world. He said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Preacher, how about to renew my mind? You're going to have to stay in this King James Bible. It's a continual process. It's not just on a Sunday. It's not just once a month. It's not just once a week or once a year. It's an everyday process of renewing your mind.
Amen.
He said, live a life that's acceptable. Holy. What gets that one of us? I want that holy part. A lot of times you'll hear these prosperity preachers say about being happy. God didn't call you to be happy. God called you to be holy. And when we learn to be holy, we'll get happy. I believe that. It's the part that we struggle with a lot of times. It's hard being holy. And he said right there at the end of that, find out what the perfect will of God is. Brother Tommy talked about this morning. Perfect God, perfect will. And he didn't say my will. He said his will. The perfect will of God. He's addressing us here, Paul is, and he's telling us a way to live our life. So I got thinking about what's some things that we can give God starting out this year that would help us in our time. Well, number one, we give God the gift of our mind. Why should we give God the gift of our mind? Because you know why? Because our mind has bad thoughts. We need to really face it to it. Paul said a lot of times your mind is what gets you. Your mind plays tricks on you. Your mind makes you think things that ain't there. Your mind makes you think things were said that was never said. Your mind will mess with you. And we need to give our mind to God. That's the gift we need to give to God. We need to give Him our mind. Why is that, preacher? Let me read you a verse of Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Paul said, find me, brethren, settle through prayer and find peace. Find me, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just,
things are loving, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. He said, think on these things. How do I give God the gift of my mind? Think on these things. You see, that lets us know this morning we need to examine what we're putting in our mind. That gives us a lot of ways of how we think, how we process stuff. And if we stay listening to music that we ain't got no business listening to, we're going to think those songs.
Right.
And if you keep it up, you'll think that that's acceptable. TV shows are more TV shows than what? Not everything on TV is bad. It's not. It's hard to find a lot of good things on TV that you watch your family. But there is still some good things on TV that you can watch. But if I fill it with bad things, it'll warp my mind. On my phone, you can find things on your phone, good things. You can find learning things. You can find educational things on your phone. You can stay close through social media with family, with friends, with coworkers. You can do all those things. But let me tell you something. You can also find some bad things on your phone.
That's right, amen.
And you know what? If I stay on my phone, if I stay in my TV, if I stay listening to the wrong song, you know what? I believe that a lot of times, and I'm not blaming this on people's actions and their behaviors and their attitudes and things like that, because we make the choice what we listen to. We make the choice what our eyes see and what our ears hear. We make those choices. But if I listen to the wrong things and I'm watching the wrong things, you know what? As a husband, I can learn from so many things. How to be an awful father, how to be an awful husband, how to disrespect my wife, how to treat her wrong. I can learn those things through that. The devil would love nothing more for that. He puts things in our minds and thinks, well, that's what this song said. If you listen to something over and over and over and over. You know, I was taught in school. I don't know if y'all taught this. But they told me, if you want to memorize something, say it in your mind 11 times and then prophecy in your mind. That's what we was taught in school. Whatever it is, you say it over and over and over. Go 11 times and stick your mind. And if I believe it's the same way, if I continue watching the wrong shows, continue listening to the wrong music, continue looking up the wrong things on my phone, that stuff will get into my mind. And as Paul said, you need to renew your mind in this word. You've got to say in your Bible. You got to say in your Bible. You got to say in your Bible if you want to renew your mind. You're not going to renew your mind. Listen to the radio. You're not going to make it. And I love gospel songs. I love bluegrass music. I love listening to those things. But I want to get renewed my mind. I need to get in His Word. Get on it. I need to let it soak into my life. My mind can play tricks on me. It can mess up things. It can get me in a couple of questions. Fight and I listen to those things and think, well, that's what they sing about. Well, that's how they treat it. And you know what? And that's the bad thing, too. TV has messed up so many things in life. They'll mess up. A lot of times, they'll mess up your home. There's good programs on, like I said. But you know what? It ain't something how you'll see people be treated this way and that way won't think that's the way we're supposed to treat it. Or you'll see things like, or let me tell you this. And I'm not saying my wife's like this. But you know how you can always watch some Hallmark movies, some of the other shows, and it seems like they got the perfect husband. The next thing you know, I feel like I'm getting sized up. I feel like when I'm doing those things. You know, I feel like that. That stuff right there will mess up your mind. Don't forget people that are actors for a reason. It's not real life. It might say reality TV, but it ain't real things going on. They playing their business. Renew your mind. Renew my mind. Fill it with things that are true. Fill it with things that are just. Fill it with things that are honest. I decide what I'm filling my mind up with. God offers me avenues. He said, get your word. It's my choice what I fill it with. I decide what I fill it with. A lot of times I don't listen to music. I download a lot of my preacher's sermons and a lot of sermons that are at his church and a lot of the preachers that I like. I find their things that other churches have streamed and things like that. And I'll save those things and I like to listen to them. I like to listen to them. It gives me thoughts. It helps me. And that's what I want. I want to renew my mind off those things. And I figure the best way to do it is to be listening to the right things. What I'm filling it up with. What am I giving God? What are you giving God with your mind? What are you filling it with? Number two, give God the gift of your heart. Give Him the gift of your heart. Mark chapter number 7. If you're turning along with us or if you just want to write the scriptures down. Mark chapter number 7. Verse 41 through 23. The Bible says, "For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts." So that's like in the mind, too. It says it comes from the heart. "Adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness." We talked about that Wednesday night. "Wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness." See, this hit home. I'm guilty of some of these. "All these evil things come from within and defile the man."
Amen.
Your heart. That's why it's important that you give God your heart. Give Him your heart. You know the old saying, what is it they say? Garbage in, garbage out. You bring a lot of garbage in, it might go back in your mind. Maybe it's all coming together right now. Our minds and our heart. We bring a lot of garbage in, that's what's going to come out of your mind. That's what's going to come out of your life. Give God your heart. Why is it important to give God your heart? Let me tell you something. David said in Psalms 51 verse 10. David said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me." That's two things you'll find that cleanse God. And why not do them if you find out they cleanse God? That's a clean heart and it's a right spirit. David said, "This is the things I need. Give God your heart." Another one, Proverbs 4, 23. Solomon said, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." That spiritual living, it keeps us on the right path. Out of the heart. It's important today that you give the Lord your heart. Give God the gift of your heart this year coming up and strive to keep it there. How do I give God my heart? It's all put back to the Earl of Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Whatsoever those things are that are right in life. Think on them. When you start thinking on them, I believe your heart, I believe it starts getting written in your heart. And then it starts coming out. If you think on them. Give God your heart. It's important that who's got your heart. Don't give your heart to the world with you. Don't give your heart to some kids. Don't give your heart. Brother Aaron, I know you're in a relationship here. Don't give your heart to her, but give it to God. That way you can be what she needs you to be. Give your heart to God. He wants it. There's another part about things in Proverbs that says, "Thy son, give me thine heart." That's what He wants, your inner being. All of you, that's what He wants today. He wants your mind and He wants your heart. Give these things to God. He's working today. You know those first two verses in Romans, what it talks about? Living a life that honors God. Living a life that honors God. That's how you learn to be dedicated in your life. A lot of us have practiced up things. We've been dedicated. You'll hear it a lot of times in sports and things like that, right? Almost like running your race. Everyone of us is saying we're in a race today. Paul even said it. He's fixing to talk about it in the next point. Matter of fact, so we get into it. Give God the gift of your witness. Paul said he was running a course. He's running a race. And he also said in Acts chapter number 20, Acts chapter 20 and 24, Paul said, "But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself. So that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I received of the Lord Jesus Christ." Thank God, mom and daddy didn't call him to preach and didn't give him his ministry. He received it from Jesus Christ.
Amen.
From the
Amen.
Got a lot of people here that daddy wanted to be a preacher. Oh, that's what mama's goal was for him. And hey, our goal, Lord, is strive to be the greatest Christian we can possibly be. That's a good goal set ahead of you right there. But I received my ministry from the Lord Jesus Christ. I talked to my pastor, Brother Curtis Stanford, when he was still here on earth, about God calling me to preach. But he didn't give me my mission.
Right.
It didn't come from him. I can't be him. You know, when I first started out, I thought, God, it'd be great if I could learn to preach like him. Lord knows it'd be great if I could sure learn to sing like him, and I can't hear it in the month. I can't sing. But I'll give what I got to God. Because my ministry come from him. And look what Paul said. "I have received the Lord Jesus Christ to testify the gospel of the grace of God."
Amen.
You know what Paul's saying right there? He said, these things that moved me, Paul did a lot. Paul worked for God. Other than Jesus, you'll never find nobody that ever walked, I don't think, that's written. We don't know what all John Baptist said. They don't know what everybody. I don't know another man in the Bible that walked shoe leather that did as much for God as Paul did. What Paul did. The churches that he started, the people that he tried to help, the persecutions that he went through. And he wouldn't stop. He kept going. His witness was important. So you know what he said was right there about these things that I've done don't move me? What he's saying is, it's not what I get out of life. It's not what God's giving me. But it's what I'm going to do for God. It's what I'm going to give God. That is what my testimony is about. It's more important to me to get out of life what I put into life.
Amen.
Paul said those things are important to me. Paul knew that that's the stirring that he needed. That's what he needed to keep going. That's where his strength comes from. That's where his joy comes from. The joy wasn't, the joy, I don't think all the joy, he got happy about starting these churches and helping people. He said, I get my joy by finishing my course, by running my race. I'm doing this for God. I am a witness of what's going on. We're witnesses of what we've seen. Acts chapter 22, there's another one. Acts 22, a couple pages over on verse 15. For thou shalt be his witnesses unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. Paul's talking about a strong zeal to take the people. He said, all men, I'm going to reach as many as my course that puts in front of me, as many as God puts in front of me. That's your own preach to. He said, of all men, what thou hast seen and what thou hast heard. Let me tell you something today. People are watching and listening to you. Are you the witness? Have you given God your witness that you'll be what he'd have you to be? God don't put no super expectations on you. God ain't not going to overwhelm you. God ain't called you to be bigger than you. Matter of fact, God knows you from your womb. He knows what you can do. That's why he called you. I struggled in my life and in my ministry first going off, and some days I still have those days by thinking I'm so unworthy, that I'm not good enough, that I'm so afraid of disappointing God. I had a preacher tell me this. He said, you can't disappoint God. He said, oh, he already knew you. He already knows you before he called you.
Right.
He knows what you can do for him. He called you because he has a course for you. He called them because he's got a course for them. God knows about you. You know, and that's what I've learned is, God just wants the very best of what we are, Brother Tommy. And he's worthy of that. He's the only one that's going to take you in. He's the only one that's going to provide for you. He's the only one that's really going to love you like you ought to be loved. Boy, ain't that a word that's just thrown around, love.
Yeah.
A lot of people love to say it, they don't want to show it. Love is actions, Brother Aaron. It's not just words. It's easy to say somebody to love. Right? But it takes a little bit more to kick it in and show somebody that you love. So why don't we do that for God? Love. Back to that witness part. I got one more verse I want to share with you. Matthew 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. And did it say glorify you for what you've done?
No.
Glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. You know, I'm afraid in the day that we're living in, there's a lot of people that's trying to do good works because they want the glory. The glory is not mine. The glory goes to God. And that's what it says. Let people see God in you and let them see God on you. Important today. You are a witness. What are you showing people? What are we showing the world? What am I showing my wife? What am I showing my kids? You know, I can come in here on Sunday and I can pray up and I can try to show you something. God knows who I am. God knows if I'm the same person behind this pulpit, if I'm real, if I'm fake, if I'm different at home, if I'm different at my job, if I'm different in my family, if I'm different wherever I'm in my neighborhood. God knows the real me. And I don't want to be fake, I want to be real. Just be real. Just be real. What about your witness? Is your witness real today? What are you showing them? What do they see? What about your testimony? You know, it don't take much, and the devil can absolutely run your testimony if you're not careful. Your testimony. What about it today? Last one, we just talked about this. Give God the gift of your love. And I'm done. Matthew chapter number 23. Excuse me, Matthew 22. Matthew 22. Verse 37. Jesus said unto him, or let's back it up, Master, what is thy great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, with everything that we've got. Look, let's just keep reading. This is the first great commandment. And the second is like it to it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, he's telling us by fulfilling verse 37 and verse 39 that we can keep all the other commandments. What did he say? He said right there, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. If we love the Lord with everything that we've got, and we love our neighbor as ourselves, he said, we'll keep all the other commandments. Give God the gift of your love. And you have to do that by loving God more than this world. By replacing desire to be something in this world with a desire to be something for God. There's nothing wrong with you striving to have goals, to have promotions, to do things like that. I believe all that's great. But don't let that desire be above God. Don't strive to be something great in this world as much as doing something great for God. That should be our desire today. Our love. And I'm going to tell you something, and I promise you, I'm done. Our love. You know what I found, Brother Tom, that we have a lot of problems with? God just saved us on my heart earlier today. We struggle with love. People struggle with love. Sometimes it's hard on love, right? It's hard in your friendships and your relationships in life. It's hard to love sometimes. A lot of times you'll find in life that people don't love their kids the way that they should. Spouses, they fall out of love with each other's spouses. You see it a lot. Right? Friends, we don't love them like we should. We're not loving our neighbor like we should. I don't. You know what the cause of all this is that I found out is? The reason that we can't love our spouses the way that we need to, and the reason that we can't love our kids the way that we need to. Hey, the reason that we can't love our church the way that we need to, we can't love each other. John told me in Revelation 2, verse 4, he said, you forgot the first love. The problem is we can't love like we were supposed to, and we've fallen out of love with each other. It's because we've fallen out of love with God. He's not the love of our life anymore like he should be. How much do we love God? I'm not asking how much have you heard about God. How much do you know about God? How much do you love God? Do you love Him enough to serve Him today? Do you love Him enough to give Him your life today? Well, preacher, what can God do in my life? I'll tell you what He can do. He can do a whole lot if you give it to Him this morning. Why don't you try it? You'd be surprised. You would be amazed at what God can do with your life. What have you given God? What have you given God the past few years? Not just 2019, but backing it all up. There's older people in here. There's younger people in here. What have we given to God in there? I think we need to make up our minds. We need our mind, our heart, our witness, and our souls, and our love. Our love. Source of place this morning. Let's say it again. Maybe somebody here needs to pray this morning. Maybe you've got a lot of trouble going on in your life. I tell you what God wants this morning. You listen to me, church. I tell you what God wants this morning.
God wants your troubles this morning. God wants everything that you've got going on today. God wants everything you're struggling with. You might be here today and you're struggling with giving God your mind. You've got so much in it that it just keeps running. You can't get focused. Why don't you come and ask God to put some focus in on your life? What about your heart today? Have you given God your heart? Have you trusted God as your Lord and Savior? Have you accepted Jesus in your life? You just start playing, Mr. Lord, whatever's on your heart. What about your weakness? Are you everything God wants you to be this morning? That's something probably every one of us struggle with. But Merle, I struggle with it. I want to be everything for God. Have I always been? Of course I have not. I failed Him. But how about this next coming year, we make up our mind, let's give God our weakness this morning. Maybe some of you here this morning is struggling with love in your heart. Well, it all goes back to, if you learn to love God the right way, you'll learn to love everything else the right way. And I'm telling you, love is more than words. Well, preacher, I prayed this morning. I told God that I love Him. Have you showed God that you love Him? What do you need this morning? Would you just come pray? Whatever you got going on in your life, just bring it to the Lord this morning as we're going to pray. Anything you need to pray about. We don't want you to leave here this morning saying, I wished I would have went to that altar. These altars are open. We're on God's time. Is there anything that you need to give to God this morning?